Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
where do you come from?
Here's what I tell everyone.
We're waiting.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Oh, boy.
In an extraordinary place. With the stars and stripes.
Uh-huh.
And the eagle flies.
America. America, baby.
The big old land with countless dreams.
Hi there, and welcome to a Wednesday edition
Happiness
of What's on Your Mind. Great show today for you. Chad Wolf, President Donald Trump's Secretary of Homeland Security, will join us to talk about this hearing in Arizona on the Biden border crisis. Talk a little bit about New York as a sanctuary city. How's that working out for him? And photos now, photos of cartel members armed to the teeth coming across the border. And not caught, by the way. Where are they now? What are they planning? All those questions for Chad Wolf, Donald Trump, Secretary of Homeland Security, when we chat with him a little later on, that will be this hour. Also, Bidenomics. Let's talk about Bidenomics, specifically the green energy portions of that and the green agenda. What's that doing for you, average consumer out there? $2,800 is your price tag. That's for the average family right now, thanks to his attack on energy. We're going to talk about the direct impact on your pocketbook today on the program. And also, Pat Trainer is going to be here from Dakota Medical Foundation. We're going to talk about digital addiction and dopamine. Finding balance in the age of indulgence. 1 week away, a little less than a week away, next Tuesday, 9 a.m. to noon, Avalon Event Center. Dakota Medical Foundation is sponsoring an event. They brought in a professor of psychiatry from Stanford University School of Medicine and chief of the Stanford Addiction Medicine Dual Diagnosis Clinic. We're going to learn a little bit about this. Do you know that more than half of Americans are now diagnosed with a mental illness or a disorder at some point in their lifetime? Suicide is occurring once every 11 minutes. That begs a question. What is it about our lives, the times in which we live, that's causing such despair? And this expert is going to explore the role that digital addiction and social media have played in hijacking the pleasure centers of our brain. She can talk about how the addiction works, how to control the behavior, what you can do about it, how it controls our behavior, and what you can do about it. So all that on the show today, a lot coming up on the program. We begin with a chat about anything you'd like to chat about on the program by simply calling us at 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100. You can text us too, 701-367-2054, 701-237-1590. You can also email us, studio@flagfamily.com. Laura from Tioga sent a note before the show started this morning asking if we could follow up on the breaking news out of Michigan. Kevin, you probably followed this, but evidently Michigan police have found tens of thousands of fake voter registration cards, bags of prepaid gift cards, guns with silencers, that's odd, burner phones, and a Democratic-funded organization with multiple temporary facilities in several states, connected to a massive 2020 voter fraud bust.
Yep.
Really?
Oh, big time. It's all over the place.
And by the way, you know what they're doing with these multiple locations, right? They're drop-off locations for the ballots. Goes back to 2,000 mules.
Yep. The Yahoo News story, Michigan mayor faces calls to resign over charges in fake elector case. Yeah, Michigan, Georgia, going on the list, Illinois, New York, California. Dead people been voting in Vegas for decades.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, and I had heard about it, hadn't really dug into it much. Maybe what we'll do is get an event, get a guest to talk about the events of Michigan and what exactly has happened there. But appreciate your concern and passion about it. And as Kevin said, it's widely reported now. It's not some fake news deal. When Yahoo News, part of the mainstream media cabal, reports it, you know it's the real deal. We might learn more about that at the plan revealed next week from Mike Lindell. That is August 16th and 17th, by the way, lindellevent.com. Talk a little bit about 2020 elections, 2022 elections, and the lack of a plan to fix what happened. He's got a plan now after all this work. And you can tap into the live broadcast of that event, the 16th and 17th of August, by going to lindellevent.com. I'd encourage you to do that because not only this Michigan situation, but many others will be dealt with in the sense that they're not going to relitigate what happened and when it happened. They're going to talk about what to do about it, which I think is an appropriate pivot as we find ourselves closing in on the 2024 election. If you go to lindellevent.com, you just put your email in, and then there's a referral code. That's Scott. And that'll get you a free gift worth $20 right now just for signing up for the live event of Lindell Event, the Election Summit, August 16th and 17th. That is next week. Who would have thought that North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, who compared to other governors in the at least in, you know, probably 40 other states, would do a lot less media, a lot less interaction with jackals in the media trying to play gotcha than most governors, right? I mean, big popular governors, I don't mean popular, I mean governors in big states do a heck of a lot more media is what I'm trying to say, okay? And I think Governor Doug Burgum has put on a couple clinics of late of how to deal with the media. Sunday with George Stephanopoulos was a prime example. Unbelievable. I played a clip of it earlier this week, really good, where he turned the tables and said, why aren't you reporting on Hunter Biden? Steve Hallstrom on the Steve Hallstrom Show, which is heard on Flag Fargo, actually played the whole exchange. And it was a clinic. Well, he's done it again today with Hugh Hewitt. Okay, Hugh Hewitt is a broadcaster that we hear on our stations, the Flag East and West, and the governor, and Hugh Hewitt went at it on what is happening right now with the military holdup that a Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville has put in place. He's put it in place to put a hold on military promotions for one reason. The Biden administration is ignoring the law. And I thought the governor did a fantastic job of talking about it. Let's play it so you can hear it for yourself. And surprisingly and disappointingly, Hugh Hewitt starts the interview with, okay, you know, you're going to be on the debate stage. They're going to ask you about Trump. What are you going to say about Trump? And starts going down that path. Listen to this.
You know, Brett Baer and Martha McCollum are the equal of any debate moderators in America. Do you expect them to ask questions about the former president's legal woes on that debate stage?
If they don't, they'd be a rare find in American media today.
That's a great line. That's meeting, you know, what he's trying to do with a little bit of humor there.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, everybody else does, so of course they're going to. Well done. Well played. Here's more.
All right, let's go to Commander-in-Chief responsibility, because you brought it up, national security. Right now, Senator Tommy Tuberville in Alabama has a hold on 300 promotions of general officers, some of them no doubt from North Dakota up there at your missile bases. What do you make of Senator Tuberville's boycott and holding these career military officers hostage because Joe Biden and Lloyd Austin violated the Hyde Amendment?
Well, I think your last part of that's the accurate part. I mean, I think Joe Biden and this administration are willing to sacrifice national security. You see it, you know, over and over. You see it with the what they did in Arizona with the National Monument. You've seen it, what they're doing with their energy policy, which is likely, it feels like it was written by the Chinese and the Russians, the Biden energy policy.
Great line.
But he's willing to sacrifice all kinds of things for a ideology. And this is, you know, the military today, we have two important air bases in North Dakota, as you know, but if someone on that air base, if their parents die, if their sibling dies, the Air Force says, hey, take vacation, but use your own money. They don't pay for someone to fly to their own parents' funeral. And yet here, the Biden administration is insisting to support something which is, you know, highly political, to say that the federal government should pay for that. And knowing and setting up a conversation, knowing that Republicans have for decades said that federal funds should not be used for any portion of abortion service. So Biden knows what he's doing. He's doing it. He wants those appointments filled. All he's got to do is reverse the policy and get it in line with the rest of the military, benefits that they provide to existing soldiers for other things that are going on in there.
He is nailing it. Best answer I've heard on this, because everybody's wetting the bed over these military promotions, and the Biden administration holds the key to getting it unlocked. There's more of this answer, because Hugh Hewitt didn't stop, and we come back.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have a business and provide benefits to your employees, if you're a HR manager and deal with the benefits for employees of a company, listen up, because I want to tell you about High Road Partners. They are benefit strategists. That's what they are. They don't see you once a year. Hey, here's sign the renewal. They work to understand your company, your talent needs, your budget, assist you with building a multi-year strategy, year-round, dedicated personal support. They have years of knowledge and experience. Use the same technology, by the way, as the bigger firms. The employee experience is streamlined, paperless. We love it here. They don't have sales goals because what they're about is emphasizing service and relationship. Specializing in health insurance, business, HR backgrounds. And did you know you can change your broker at any time, regardless of your plan year? They do that work for you. Go to highroadpartners.com to find out more. Set up a meeting. highroadpartners.com. What do you think of Governor Doug Burgum's response to this question from Hugh Hewitt? And in general, how he's handling the Trump-obsessed media. George Stephanopoulos, very first question, I'll just read it to save time. Stephanopoulos says, North Dakota Governor, Republican candidate for president, Doug Burgum joins us now. Governor, thank you for joining us this morning. I know you want to talk about your campaign and the future. Ready for a but, Kev? But! The fact is that Donald Trump is the front runner right now. He's facing three felony indictments. Have you read the indictments, and what's your reaction to them? Question one. And it was a whole interview of that. And the governor punched back.
Don't care.
He punched back. He didn't take the bait.
Good.
He didn't play the game. I think other Republicans ought to start right now. What about Biden? That's the answer. What about Biden? And, and the governor did that. He said, what about Hunter Biden? You're not talking about that, George Stephanopoulos, which is fantastic. Okay, back to Hugh Hewitt. Hugh Hewitt is beginning to obsess over the holdup of military promotions right now. Which, by the way, for anybody in the military that's waiting for a promotion, I get it. It's a big deal. But I also get there's very little leverage when you're a minority senator. But you do have the leverage of placing holds on military appointments and other things the administration's trying to do. And Tommy Tuberville of Alabama had some guts and said, you know what, no military promotions are going to pass the Senate until you stop breaking the law. You're breaking the law. The Hyde Amendment says taxpayer money cannot go to fund anything related to abortion. The military right now doesn't care. They're in the Minnesota game of, oh, let's be a safe space for anybody that wants an abortion. And they actually pay for travel. So, for instance, if somebody in the military in North Dakota says, I want an abortion, they'll fly them to Minneapolis. There you go. On your dollar, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the thing. How exciting is that?
And what the governor is saying is, look, if there's a funeral in the family, does the government pay for it? No, they don't pay for that travel. Why should they pay for this? So he's doing a great job here, and let's see where Hugh Hewitt goes next with this, and listen to how the governor handles this.
Family.
Well, I agree with you. It is illegal. What they've done violates the Hyde Amendment. But, Governor, there are tactics and there are tactics. You represent a lot of career military officers. Anyone being held up has got a family. Not only that, every colonel that doesn't move up to general in the Air Force and every captain who doesn't move up to admiral in the Navy keeps a commander or a lieutenant colonel stuck. So my question is, do you approve of Senator Tuberville's tactics in attacking the Biden administration policy?
Well, Hugh, I'm running for president. When I'm president, I'll reverse the policy, and then no one will have to talk about this on a radio show because it won't exist anymore. It's important that these positions are filled. I agree completely. We need to have them filled. But this is on Biden. It's not on anybody else.
Oh, it's on Senator Tuberville. I've got to disagree with you. It's an interview, not a debate. But Senator Tuberville is the only senator who has this hold. If you see him, what will you urge him to do? To continue the hold indefinitely for two more years or to get off of it, having made his point?
Well, I guess I would just say it. Again, the Biden administration is creating this controversy. They're creating you and I talking about it because they're as you said, they're doing something illegal. I would focus on maybe the president should follow the law first.
This is just unbelievable. He's not taking the bait. No. I've given you my answer. My answer's not going to change no matter how much you continue to badger me. And by the way, this answer should be given to every single question that comes from the media over the bedwetting over this thing. The Biden administration can fix it. They can fix it in a nanosecond. They can stop breaking the law, and then all those military promotions, you know, colonels to generals, captains to admirals, will happen. He's not done yet, though, folks. Old Hugh's going to keep going.
Nikki Haley yesterday on this program said Tommy Tuberville is hurting military readiness. Do you agree with Ambassador Haley?
I agree that Biden is hurting military readiness because he's choosing, you know, politics over national security.
This is just unbelievable. 100%. I want to go ding, 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 right back at it again. Biden administration is to blame. I don't care about Nikki Haley, but there's more.
Governor, do you think that kind of an answer is going to impress the Republican electorate either as a direct answer or as an evasive answer?
I'll leave that up to the pundits. I mean, that everybody else can decide. But, you know, again, I just know as president, what I would do is we wouldn't have this policy and we wouldn't be talking about it.
But you're not going to criticize Senator Tuberville.
No, I'm criticizing Joe Biden. That's the reason we're talking about this.
I have talked about abortion endlessly. I've been pro-life for my 33 years in broadcast. But this is about Senator Tuberville. And it's devastating in national security into these families. And I think it will divide the Republican field. It will be interesting to people.
Hugh Hewitt's going swampish on this one. This is all on the Biden administration. And Governor Burgum did a fantastic job. You agree with that, by the way, that he did a great job pushing back there?
It's all on the Biden administration. All of this. It's action reaction. It's cause and effect. Everything they've done, all of it. It all comes back to these incredibly bad decisions over and over and over again.
And,
so he's right. He's spot on.
And the media is going to try this. They're going to play gotcha every way. It's going to be Trump obsession, Trump derangement syndrome in every question. You've got to be prepared to answer that. I think the Republican electorate, to Hugh Hewitt's question, is going to cheer Governor Burgum to say, thank you very much for standing up against the Biden administration for playing politics with abortion and these promotions. It's on them. Gosh, easy way to fix this. But there's Washington hand-wringing over Tuberville saying he's doing it the wrong way. Give me your thoughts on this. 701-271-1100 or text us at 237-1590.
Isn't it sad that all the questions coming out are about, are you going to criticize this? Are you going to comment on this, what someone else is doing, instead of what are you going to do specifically to fix these specific problems? It's all this, it's more identity BS. What do you think about that? Are you going to comment on what he said, what he did? Why not? Because I'm too busy worrying about the invasion at the border.
Texter says, Doug Burgum is a clown. So sick of the low bar we set for people just because they're from here. Wasted energy. He's not going to be president. And our next governor will do a better job than Doug did. Well, I'll tell you what. That interview with Hugh Hewitt, the interview he did with George Stephanopoulos, is a clinic in how Republican candidates should address the jackal media. Don't get blinded in your dislike of Governor Burgum and side with the media. That's when you lose your way. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Springs Spa, in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
USA News Update. Massachusetts Democrat governor has declared a state of emergency to deal with the state's growing illegal immigrant crisis. Nearly 5,600 families are now being housed in emergency shelter systems at a cost of $45 million per month. Democrat Governor Mara Healey has made an urgent formal appeal to the White House, calling the problem a federal crisis of inaction. Healey says she will continue to do the work.
We are going to keep doing everything that we can to help families in need.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in the United States are on the rise for a second week in a row. According to the CDC, the number of people being hospitalized for the virus surged more than 12%. New Hampshire had the biggest jump in a single week at 96%, or almost doubling the previous week's numbers. Lance Pry, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I want to tell you about Swanson Hyperbarics. It's life-changing treatment, hyperbaric oxygen treatment. I have a good friend that took shrapnel in the war in Iraq from a bomb explosion, and military pumped him full of medicine and everything else and tried all kinds of things, said it was in his head, everything else. And he had, when they finally got serious about it, serious traumatic brain injury. And obviously devastating for him, for his family, for everybody, and the ramifications of what that would mean for the rest of his life. And then he discovered hyperbaric oxygen treatment. And shrapnel literally came out of him in the treatment of hyperbaric oxygen treatment that was under the skin. And his life changed. He could function again. Concussions, long COVID, all kinds of things that can be helped with hyperbaric oxygen treatment. Find out more at SwansonHyperbarics.com, SwansonHyperbarics.com. A few more comments that have come in on the, I guess I'll call it a little bit of a tiff between Hugh Hewitt and Governor Doug Burgum. We'll get to those coming up in a little bit right now. Our next guest, Chad Wolf, is here. He was the Secretary of Homeland Security for a time in the Trump administration. There's a hearing going on in Arizona. We've got New York pushing back on more illegal migrants. We've got cartels being photographed coming across the border. We're going to stay on this story. Chad, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
How hard has this been to watch for you as someone that helped the Trump administration preside over reducing those numbers and gaining control at the border to what's unraveled under the Biden administration?
Well, no doubt. It's been difficult. It's been difficult because, you know, after several years in the Trump administration dealing with a number of different challenges along that border, we seemed to get our arms around it, and we had a willing partner in Mexico who was implemented our migrant protection protocols or the Remain in Mexico program. And we had put a number of policies in place, procedures in place as well, to drive those numbers down to get some control over that border and to see it all basically thrown out at the start of the Biden administration, whether it was effective or not, and most of it was effective, have it thrown out and not really replaced with anything. And I think that's what you see now. We've got 28, 29 months now of a crisis that has spun completely out of control, and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight.
Was the Remain in Mexico policy the linchpin to control the border?
It was. It wasn't the only effective policy that we had, but it was a big one because it got to the heart of the asylum fraud, which is basically the underpinning of how all of these illegal aliens are coming into the country and then released under the Biden administration and what we call that catch and release policy. So they're caught, they claim asylum, they abuse the asylum system, and then they're released into American communities. And so what we did with that Remain in Mexico program was say, you can claim asylum, but guess what? You're not going to be released into American communities for years while you wait your court proceedings. We're going to have you wait in northern Mexico. We're going to have you remain in Mexico to do that. And those that didn't have a very credible asylum claim simply left and decided to go back home.
Why would Joe Biden lift Remain in Mexico and so dislike that policy? What didn't they like about it?
Well, I think it's a couple of different fronts. One, it was created under the Trump administration. So anything that had to do with Trump, they're against. Whether, again, it was effective, whether it benefits the American people or not, they are against. So that's one thing. Two, the far left of their party, particularly the immigration advocates, the NGOs, hate the program. They exist to help these illegal aliens find the loopholes in U.S. law and allow them into the United States. And there's a whole business that has created around this. And they were able to get to the Biden administration very early and say, hey, you can't. The Remain in Mexico program is inhumane. But what they were really saying is it's killing our business. And our business is to make sure that whatever we can do to get these folks that literally don't have a right to be in the United States, but if we can use a loophole to get them in, that's what we do, and that's what they pay us to do. And so I think there's a little bit of that, too. And then the third part would just be a big portion of their party does not believe in a strong national border. They believe anyone who approaches a border that wants to come into the United States should be allowed in, regardless of the facts or the circumstances. And that's why that's what you hear a lot when we say open border mentality. They don't believe in that national sovereignty.
Back to the non-government organizations, these NGOs that you talk about, who are the facilitators, the worst of the worst down at the border?
There's a variety of them. They're not only controlled by, Mexican nationals, but also U.S. Nationals will work south of the border. And there's anywhere from a dozen to two dozen of these organizations. And during 2018 and 2019, when we saw a number of migrant caravans, you know, caravans of 5,000 or 10,000 individuals coming to the border in a mass group, we started to investigate who was organizing these people. And what we found out at the end of the day was in many instances, it was these non-governmental organizations that are run by immigration activists. And so they gin up and they tell. Some of it's accurate, most of it's inaccurate, trying to get illegal aliens en masse to go to the border, a port of entry, or through the desert or the like. And again, what you're seeing from this administration, the Biden administration, is actually funding some of these NGOs. They're actually providing grant money, U.S. taxpayer dollars, to some of these NGOs to help, again, further facilitate and then to help these illegal aliens once they come into the United States, because many of these NGOs operate not only south of the border but north of the border as well.
Yeah, I've heard they do that through FEMA. Is that right? Where they'll fund, you know, taxpayer dollars obviously is what funds FEMA. FEMA then gives dollars to these NGOs, and then they're flying people where they want to go around the country and giving them the voucher packs.
Well, without a doubt, FEMA basically controls most, if not all, of the Department of Homeland Security's grant-making, you know, the money that they will dole out. And so, yes, to answer your question, most of that is coming through FEMA in the form of grants and contracts to a lot of these NGOs.
And I don't think that's widely known enough. You're paying for this enterprise to bring illegal immigrants across the United States. Your tax dollars are doing that. It's unbelievable. And I realize the Republicans have their hands full trying to expose all this. The hearing yesterday on the border crisis, I think, continues today. I commend them for doing it. Anything noteworthy come from that?
Well, I saw clips of it. I think it's good to continue the drumbeat, making sure that you've got folks like Sheriff Daniels there in Arizona and others talking about what are the real effects. You know, he's a law enforcement officer, sheriff there in southern Arizona. What are the effects of the illegal immigration? Because the illegality of it should be enough to wake up the federal government. The individuals breaking the law, coming across the border, knowingly breaking the law, that should be enough to stop it. But if for some reason you don't believe that, then you just have to listen to folks like Sheriff Daniels and others to say, here's the impact. Here's why it's so bad. It's because the public safety threats, the national security threats, it's overwhelming hospital systems, education institutions. and the list goes on and on and on about the unintended consequences of the illegal immigration that continues, particularly in South Texas and in southern Arizona and places right along that border. They've been in this fight now for over 2 years. In places like New York City, Mayor Adams, you know, is complaining, but he's got a population of over 9 million, a tax base of over 9 million individuals. And you contrast that with some of the smaller towns in Arizona and Texas that have 20 to 25,000 people. And they are getting overwhelmed with the same amount of numbers that, that New York City is. And so these are the real life consequences of not having a strong border security strategy and not enforcing your national sovereignty along that southern border.
We're chatting with Chad Wolf, who was acting Secretary of Homeland Security under the Trump administration in the final years of the Trump administration, and talking a little bit about the border situation, what's happening down there. Tell me a little bit about, there were some photos that came out of the cartel members armed to the teeth crossing the border. Evidently, Border Patrol was dispatched but didn't get them. They got into the country. I assume that's, you know, we happen to catch this on photo, but I assume this is happening all the time. What are they doing? Why are the cartels, smuggling in their members armed to the teeth into the U.S.? What's going on there?
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. This is a sort of normal course of business for the cartels. We shouldn't really expect anything different. I think the difference now is we're having photos of them, and we're catching a little bit more of them. They don't run their business with handshakes and hugs. They run them very ruthlessly. They are well-armed. They are well-equipped. And unfortunately, under the Biden administration, they have more money and proceeds from the human trafficking and the illegal narcotics trade than they have ever had before, because the border is so porous. They're able to get more of their product, whether that, unfortunately, are people or whether that is fentanyl and other illegal narcotics across that border. And so they're making more and more and more of this money. The folks that you see coming across that border are armed, are probably escorting either high-value individuals into the country or protecting their illegal narcotics product and making sure that it gets to the next, wayward point, the next mule that then takes it further into the United States. So they're coming over with a very, very specific purpose and reason. But it's been happening, it just didn't start happening in last week. This has been ongoing now for the last several years.
There was a time when a lot of the illegal immigration was from Latin America, Honduras, Guatemala, these countries are coming here from very poor conditions. We've seen that change and pivot to places really all across the globe. What percentage of the illegal immigrants coming across the border do you believe are here to do us harm, are here for criminal activity?
So it's such a hard question to answer, because most of the individuals that we apprehend are just that, the ones that we apprehend. We have probably somewhere between 1.5 and 2 million what we call known gotaways. We know these are individuals that cross the border. We pick them up on radar feeds or camera feeds, but we don't have Border Patrol to interdict them. So you don't know who they are. So that's why I'm saying it's difficult to answer that question, because there's a large portion of individuals coming across that border that we never apprehend. And so sitting here today, I can't tell you if they are simply just criminals, petty criminals, just individuals with no record, or some very, very bad individuals. But what I would tell you is it doesn't take a lot of bad individuals to do harm here in the United States. And so when I see a number like 225 known or suspected terrorists apprehended over the last 28 months, that gives me pause, because we only had 16 of those individuals all 4 years of the Trump administration.
I want to understand those numbers a little better. If you would, just hang on through the break, and we'll continue our conversation with Chad Wolf, Secretary of Homeland Security during the Trump administration, talking about Biden's border crisis. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Breaking your routine for lunch today. Rather than the same old, how about Swedish meatballs? PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. I-29 at Harvard location, Swedish meatballs today. Also, I-94, exit 292 is the Valley City location. Swedish meatballs there or lasagna. Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or Southern Fried Chicken. 12th Avenue and I-29, cheesy tuna noodle casserole. That doesn't scream Midwest. I don't know what does. Lasagna in the MP Avenue location. Downtown Chili Mac in Glendon. Chicken Fettuccine on 45th Street. PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience today. Finishing up our chat with Chad Wolf, former acting Secretary of Homeland Security during the Trump administration. Tell me those numbers again that you mentioned before the break. Because I think, really with all of the noise, I'll call it, from the border, it's important to focus on what can do the most harm 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 years from now. And that's certainly those individuals that are known terrorists. Talk about the contrast between the Trump administration and the Biden administration and how many we know have come, how many, never mind the gotaways, right? Just what we know we've got.
Right. Well, I think if you go along that border and you talk to the Border Patrol agents and you ask them what they're most concerned about, it continuously is the national security threats coming across that border. That's why they are there. It's why they go to the academy. It's why they join the Border Patrol, is to keep bad people and bad things, but also bad people out of the country. And so when they are apprehending in the first 28 months of the Biden administration, roughly 225 to 230, what we call known or suspected terrorists, KSTs. These are individuals that are on DHS, or I should say the U.S. government, various terrorist watch lists. These are known individuals. These are known associates. These are bad people. And the fact that we've caught 230 of them should tell you something, that they are trying to cross that border in larger numbers than we have ever seen. And as I indicated, those are just the ones we've caught. As I like to say, those are the stupid ones that got caught by Border Patrol. There are big portions of that border down there that are very difficult to patrol. And when you have border agents in facilities processing migrants instead of out on the line, out on the border doing their job, more and more bad individuals are coming across. And so you contrast the 225 over the 28 months of the Biden administration to the 16 over all 4 years of the Trump administration. And it should tell you something about the deterrence and about the policies that we had enacted during the Trump administration versus what bad individuals, whether it's MS-13 or terrorist organizations, are now seeing from the Biden administration, saying now is the time. If I want to get individuals into the country illegally, now is the time to do it.
That should send a chill up the spine of every red, white, and blue American to know that those are the numbers, because, I mean, you probably could quantify it somehow, but like you say, the stupid ones are the ones that are caught. There's a whole lot more that have gotten in that have gotten away. Really right there, you're talking about decades of potential damage to the national security of the United States, aren't you?
Unfortunately, yes. Again, those are the ones we've caught. So presumably the Biden administration, although they are not public about this, if you actually ask them, where are those 225 individuals? Did you remove them? Did you deport them? Are you holding all of them? They won't say. They won't say in an open setting, because Secretary Mayorkas of Homeland Security has been asked that multiple times in a public setting. And all he has to say is, yes, either we're holding them or they've all been removed. But yet he won't say that. And so the question is, why won't he say it? And he'll say, I'll brief you in a private or classified setting. So there's more to this story that a lot of the American people are not getting. I think DHS owes it to them to know what has occurred with the ones we've actually caught. But the more concerning is the 1.5 to 2 million gotaways and how many known or suspected terrorists were in there. Those are individuals that can pay a premium to the cartels to have them smuggled into areas along that desert or along that river that they know that the Border Patrol agents aren't patrolling at that time. And so you pay a premium, thousands and thousands of more dollars you pay to get across undetected. And you only do that if you've got a really good reason to be in the United States. And unfortunately, a lot of that are, again, either public safety threats or national security threats.
Only have a minute left, but I'm curious of your assessment of the northern border. Given the amount of assets that have been deployed to the southern border in this flow, obviously some of the assets are taken off the northern border. What kind of how much more of a threat is illegal immigration through the northern border right now?
Yeah, it's a great question. Here's how I would answer that. Overall, the numbers along the northern border are still relatively small when you compare them to the southern border. But there are trends that I see and that are occurring along that northern border that give me a lot of pause, which is about a 200 to 300% increase in illegal apprehensions along the northern border. The amount of fentanyl that's coming across the northern border, the amount of Border Patrol agents that are being pulled from the northern border to be sent to the southern border to, again, process the hundreds of thousands of folks coming across that border. And so if left sort of unchecked, I think you're going to see those numbers continue to go in the wrong direction along the northern border. And that should give everyone concern, because the policies are the same, whether you cross along the southern border or the northern borders, the Biden administration policies are the same, and the cartels and others know that. You see more and more Mexican nationals being apprehended along the border than we have ever seen before.
Fascinating conversation, Chad. Thanks for your time today and your leadership on this issue. It's something we can't quit talking about so people awaken and it stops. All the best to you. Hey, it's Scott Hammond for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. They'll love it.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Order.